All right, and hello, welcome back to another episode on the Relationship Campus podcast with your host, Patrick. And today we will be talking about the relationship rut. And the question I have for you is, have you been feeling disconnected from your partner lately? Unfulfilled in your relationship? Lackluster about wanting to spend any quality time with your significant other? If you've answered yes to any of these above questions, then you might be in an all too common relationship rut. And I'll be sharing 6 tweaks with you that have helped in my relationship, as well as many others, to just overcome this relationship rut and come out on the other side with a happy relationship with a partner that you can truly call your significant other and with whom you really just want to build something beautiful, a beautiful future together. And if you're new to this channel, we'd be happy to have you here as a subscriber. And if this episode or others have helped you, please leave a review that would show us that this is something of value, and will show the podcast that this is something of value, and we'll spread it to other people and hopefully help them as well. Let's make relationships last again, and let's get this to a point where this isn't much of a problem anymore. And this is our mission. So let's get right into it. Let me tell you one thing. It is absolutely normal to at times feel disconnected from your partner. But if these feelings persist for weeks, months, or years on end, it's time to do some serious relationship inventory and make significant changes as soon as possible. Don't be afraid to tell your partner how you feel. He or she may be feeling the same thing. And it is definitely relevant to hear from you in an honest and direct manner to show them, hey, listen, this is how I'm perceiving this relationship. Just want to let you know, I'd be curious to see how you feel about this currently. And this is going to be the very first step to get you out of this relationship rut. It's not one of the 6 points, but this is initiating the process already. So let's get into those 6 tweaks. And once you start utilizing these today, hopefully, you'll immediately see a big difference in your relationship. And I'm telling you, out of my own experience, as well as my background in social psychology for the past 7 years, that this is definitely going to make an immense difference in your relationship. Number one, be intentional. I know how difficult it can be to be in a relationship that is just in this so-called rut. And it is difficult to stay positive through those times because you may even have negative feelings towards your partner. But the first action step, or the first tweak that we're going to do, is that you need to be intentional about wanting this change. Now, we have a Relationship Campus community. It's on school. You can find it in the description below, where we talk about this thing called mental Aikido. Now, fancy name for a relatively simple tweak that you can do mentally, which is you can very, very simply said, find the positive inside the negative. Now, I know there are things that are currently bothering you in your partner, in your relationship, or maybe in your life completely, but it is important, it is paramount for you to proactively and intentionally find the positive in those things. It could be as simple as saying, hey, I'm going to start off each morning with 5 positive statements that will foster this gratitude. Be aware of the fact that you do have a partner. There are so many people out there that don't have a partner, and they wish they would do anything to get a partner in their life. The fact that you have one is already differentiating you from so many men and women that are just struggling so immensely with finding a partner. So that can already be the first point of gratitude in which you intentionally foster this positivity in your life. Start off by saying, hey, I will appreciate XYZ today. I am grateful for the fact that I have a partner. I acknowledge the fact that a lot of people are struggling with the fact that they can't find a partner. And then identify 5 specific ways in which you can add those to the relationship and to make this positivity last throughout the day, to really just show your partner that you're being intentional about changing something. You can even tell them that you're doing this. I have done so, and it's worked wonders. And it could also just be that you send your partner a text of good luck for when they're preparing for a presentation at work. It could be that you cook your partner's favorite meal, that you bring your wife some flowers, or your partner. And all those small things already take it a positive step into a more fulfilling future with your partner, just spicing things up a little bit. All right, let's get into number two. And we've already, this is in combination with number one, but express this gratitude and appreciation. It's similar to step one. Don't just keep your gratitude for yourself. Be over complimentary towards your partner. Give verbal feedback about their physical appearance. Tell them, hey, listen, I love the way you're wearing the shirt today. I love that dress. The way you folded your pocket square looks sexy. Whatever that may be. Just giving words of affirmation and appreciation goes a long way. A long, long way. And this may sound simple, but if it was that simple, everybody would be doing it. And a lot of couples I see are not doing this. We often have a lot of nice things to say about our significant other in our heads and forget to say them out loud. That's a big part of it. I can tell you out of my own experience, I have so many things that I could tell Victoria, for things that I'm grateful for. And even to think of wanting to tell them later when I see her. But I just simply forget, because shit just gets in the way. Life just gets in the way. And you just simply forget. So it's just a matter of, it could be just sending a small little text, putting a post-it note in their purse or bag, just letting them know that you thought of them. Those small, simple things go a long, long way. Let's go to number three. Show affection. When things aren't going well, the idea of touching your partner in any way might make you cringe. But physical touch of any kind makes us all feel more intimate, connected, and happy. You don't have to go from A to Z in a heartbeat, but rubbing your partner's shoulders or grabbing their hand as you walk by is an important step to feeling less disengaged and more open to fixing your current circumstances. It could be as simple as just giving them a shoulder massage while you're sitting on the couch anyway, while they're reading a book, while they're doing anything. You could just walk up and just give them a small shoulder massage. Just something that you haven't done until now. That will go a long way in terms of showing them that you're being proactive about wanting to fix the relationship. Because you don't know what the story is in your other part, in your partner's head. They might just think that you may be happy and that you're not open to changing things. But if you don't tell them, which is number one, and you just don't proactively change anything in your behavior, they don't know where you stand mentally towards them. So it's a fact of proactively showing that affection with physical touch, for example. Let's get into number four. Invest today for a long-term future. And we're going back to the small things every day make a big world of difference. But think bigger than that too. We want to be aligned and on the same path as our significant other. We want to know that our partner still shares our same vision, life dreams, and goals. Find ways to support one another today and make a big impact for the relationship long term. By doing this, you start to shift gears and remember your lifelong commitment to one another. Because remember, if you've done the exercise that we've talked about in one of our previous YouTube videos, we talked about questions to go through. And a big chunk of those are dedicated to the fact that we want to be on the same path. We want to have the same North Star that we're working towards, so that the work that we go to every day isn't just to get some money. It then becomes something bigger. For example, that you lay out, hey, we're going to work on in our individual jobs for the next 10 years until we have saved XYZ and then we buy ourselves a house, if that's one of your dreams. Or we start that business once we have money set aside. Or that you get the next career level so that your partner doesn't have to work in the future. Whatever that may be. But the two of you sit down together and go through the answers of the questions. And you think, hey, this is what we talked about back in the day. Is that still, are we still on track? What have we done? Where are we on that spectrum? What are the next steps? And maybe have goals changed, because we're all changing. We're all evolving. So are we still on track? That's a big, big thing. So you sit down today and you talk through things. Hey, are we still on our vision? Are we still on our mission? Are our values and principles still aligned in this relationship? Is there something that we got to tweak? That way you show them that this relationship isn't just something that's there. It's something that you're proactively working on together, which goes a long, long way. Number five, do an activity together. Finding common ground can be difficult, but pursuing something together helps clear the slate. Whether it's an activity that you both enjoy doing in the past, or whether that's an activity that you both enjoy doing in the past together, or a new hobby, commit to spending time together as friends, because your friendship is the greatest weapon that gets you through the hard times in your relationship, marriage, whatever it may be. And this friendship really is a big differentiator between relationship or marriages that last and those that don't last. Because even if intimacy is something that you're struggling with, the friendship stays. And the friendship is that which is the thing that, as I've already said, gets you through the tough times. And something that Vic and I have been doing is, as funny as this may be, we started playing Legos. Well, not playing, but like building Legos. We went to a Lego store here in Munich where we live, and we just decided to buy some stuff and build it together. That way we have time to talk, but also play, be playful with one another. Maybe someone builds something wrong and we just like laugh about it. It's fun. Another thing that we've been doing is obviously building Relationship Campus. It's something that we're doing, which is new, but it's something that brings us together, not just as lovers, as mates, but also as friends, as people that like to be in each other's company. And let's get to the last point. If you've mentally fallen out of your relationship, you've lost your friendship. In order to find a more fulfilling, connected, and happy relationship, find your friendship. Your friendship is a reminder that you're in this for the long haul. And this ties in with number five. If you've fallen out of this feeling of friendship, rekindle this. Every single relationship in your life serves a purpose, whether that be that your buddy is funny and that you trust them. And your relationship is a little bit more different because you build depth with this person. You share life experiences with this person. But if we're always just stuck in work, get home, eat, then sit on the couch, watch some stupid Netflix documentary or whatever it may be, play some video games or whatever you may be doing, you're not really spending time together. And it's about spending quality time together where you can look back when you talk about things, about life, and think back and be like, hey, remember that time when we did this and this? That was awesome. Let's do that again. Or that time when you went through struggle together and everything's good again. And you're like, hey, remember that time when we were struggling with the finances? Thank God that's over. And it's cool because you've built trust to those hard times because they were there when things were bad and you're still together. That's building a friendship. That's what friends are for. And you can really just trust them. And that's the beauty of combining friendship and romance. And those were the 6 points. Go back, listen to this again if you haven't taken notes, because these things are significantly going to improve your relationship. Questions that you should ask yourself are, how am I actively showing my partner gratitude? How am I actively showing my partner that I am open for change and actively doing something to change things? And how can you ensure that you build on the friendship that you have with your partner? If this episode was helpful to you, leave a review, subscribe, and if you haven't joined our community yet, it's called Relationship Campus. It's on School, SKOOL. It's a community platform. We have a free relationship masterclass, communications masterclass, conflict masterclass, and many more. Everything for free. We're doing this because it's our passion, because we have the time. And we just want to help couples rekindle their spark just like Victoria and I did when things got tough. Having said that, if you've listened this far, I thank you for investing the time, and we'll see you on another episode on the Relationship Campus. Bye-bye.